news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The American Rescue Plan, that's the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. It's expected to pass the House on Wednesday. Then it goes to President Biden's desk to be signed, ending weeks of bureaucratic back and forth. And then President Biden will embark on a tour and a media blitz to sell Americans on the benefits of the deal. Though progressives are disappointed that it doesn't include the $15 minimum wage, Senator Bernie Sanders said the bill with various provisions for struggling Americans, quote, is the most significant legislation for working people that has been passed in decades. The approval of the American Rescue Plan, which the Senate passed over the weekend, would give an early legislative victory to the president. Democrats have hailed the bill as a historic anti-poverty measure. It includes a boosted child tax credit and $1,400 stimulus checks to most Americans. It also extends $300 weekly extra unemployment benefits and sends money to cities and states, as well as schools, to help them reopen. And it's popular. Depending on the polling company, the American Rescue Plan's popularity ranges from around 68% support across the board up to 77% approval. And again, Biden hasn't even officially begun selling the public on it yet. That begins in earnest Thursday evening when Joe Biden delivers his first primetime televised address to the nation as president. The House on Tuesday also passed the Protecting the Right to Organize, or PRO Act, by a mostly party line vote of 225 to 206. That bill encourages unions and enhances the power of workers to organize and collectively bargain for wages and benefits. It now heads to the Senate, where it could face a steep uphill climb to secure the 60 votes needed for passage. That pesky filibuster problem again. If enacted, this bill would override state right-to-work laws, or as some of us here in Florida, a so-called right-to-work state, call it right to work for less. Now, before the vote in the House on Tuesday, Ohio Democratic congressman and most likely a candidate for the seat being vacated by the retiring Senator Rob Portman, Tim Ryan let loose on the floor.
Mr. Speaker, one of the earlier speakers said, this is the most dramatic change in labor law in 80 years. And I say, thank God. In the late 70s, a CEO made 35 times the worker. Today, it's 300 to 400 times the worker. And our friends on the other side, running around with their hair on fire. Heaven forbid we pass something that's going to help the damn workers in the United States of America. Heaven forbid we tilt the balance that has been going in the wrong direction for 50 years. We talk about pensions, you complain. We talk about the minimum wage increase, you complain. We talk about giving them the right to organize, you complain. But if we were passing a tax cut here, you'd be all getting in line to vote yes for it. Now stop talking about Dr. Seuss and start working with us on behalf of the American workers.
Meanwhile, the House also moved to reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act, a landmark bill championed by Biden when he was a senator back in 1994. That bill expired in 2018. The new version enhances previous versions by providing grants and support to groups that work on issues related to sexual assault, domestic violence, and prevention, among other things. So, have you been vaccinated yet? Well, about 1 in 10 Americans, that's more than 32 million people, are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. But experts warn that number is nowhere near high enough to suppress the spread through herd immunity. The new director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says March and April will be pivotal times when we'll come closer to ending the pandemic nightmare, or will erase all progress by ignoring safety measures. Hello, Republican governors. Just saying. Around the world, wealthy nations are administering about one vaccine dose every second. But most of the poorest nations have yet to even get a single shot. This according to a global vaccine alliance. They say that these same rich nations are blocking efforts by developing countries to waive intellectual property rights on the vaccine so others can get them. A World Trade Organization committee will meet Wednesday to discuss waiving these rights in the interest of public health. So with the Democrats now in control of the White House and Congress, although that control is razor thin, many people mistakenly believe that the Republicans' power to inflict harm is curtailed. That might be so on the federal level, but they're empowered in the states, where Republicans still control a majority of legislatures. And they're working overtime to make sure they don't lose another election, no matter what it takes. For example, Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds on Tuesday signed into law what election lawyer Mark Elias called, quote, the first major suppression law since the 2020 elections. Among other things, it shortens the period allotted for early voting and seriously restricts vote by mail. And now the League of United Latin American Citizens of Iowa is suing to keep much of the law from being enforced, the lawsuit calling the new measure, quote, a cynical manipulation of the electoral process. Attorney Elias has been in the courts defending the security of the election since November, pushing back against the lawsuit designed to delegitimize President Biden's win. Now he's turning his efforts to try to stop these voter suppression laws being pushed by Republican legislators all over the country. He attempted to sound a loud enough alarm Tuesday night on the Rachel Maddow Show.
It's just different this time. And this is not to say that there are not other problems in the world. I recognize that there are other stories that have to be covered. But I am begging America and the media to pay attention to this. Right now, we are facing an avalanche of voter suppression that we have not seen before, at least not in since Jim Crow, in state after state. It's not just Iowa. It's not just Georgia. It's not just Arizona. It's also Montana. It's also Missouri. It's also Florida. It's also Texas. The list goes on and on. Donald Trump told a big lie that has led to an assault on democracy in the Capitol on January 6th. The assaults we're seeing going on now in state capitals with the legislatures may be less deadly and be less violent, but they are every bit as damaging to our democracy.
Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson on Tuesday signed a law banning nearly all abortions in the state, with exceptions only to save the woman's life. Supporters hope the ban will force the Supreme Court, with a newly strengthened right-wing majority, to reconsider the landmark Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. Abortion rights activists plan to challenge the measure in court before it can take effect this summer. Arkansas is one of at least 14 states where lawmakers have proposed abortion bans in recent months. So jury selection started Tuesday in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. He is the guy who pressed his knee on the neck of George Floyd for nearly 9 minutes, killing George Floyd. Three jurors were seated on day one. Six were dismissed. All three of the jurors selected on Tuesday said that despite the widespread publicity about the case, they would listen to the evidence with an open mind. Chauvin is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter. Prosecutors have asked to add a third-degree murder charge, but courts are still considering that issue. Jury selection is expected to continue for a few weeks. And here we go again. This weekend, we spring forward. Yup, daylight savings time arrives Sunday morning at 2 a.m. when it magically becomes 3 a.m. But it seems that many in the Senate are as fed up with the constant time changes as I am. A bipartisan group of senators is now proposing we go to daylight savings time year-round. We'll see what happens. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.